Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. It is Wednesday, and that means it's time for our weekly check-in with the health unit. And today we are speaking with Kim McCann, Senior Public Health Inspector. Welcome back, Kim.
Thanks, Bob.
Good to have you here. Well, life's a beach, isn't it? And the beaches are open or soon to be open across Lanark, Leeds, and Grenville. And that means that the beach testing program is back. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this program and what the health unit does?
Yeah, so every week between now and about the end of August, we do go out to our local beaches and we test the water quality for bacteria. We want to make sure that, you know, as people are swimming, that the water quality is safe for them. And if it's not, then we will alert them. People can find our beach water sampling results on our website and on social media. That will start this Thursday. So if they watch our website and social media, they'll be able to see the results of their local beach.
Perfect. So how does this program work then?
Well, like I said, we test all the beaches for bacteria, so specifically E. coli. We actually have 23 beaches that we test across the whole region. A few of your local beaches would include Lanark Village, a couple in Smith Falls, a couple in Carlton Place. So there's lots around your area that we sample as well. When a sample exceeds 200, that's kind of a warning sign that there's elevated bacteria and that it may be unsafe for swimming. So when that happens, we post a sign directly at the beach warning the public that it is unsafe for swimming, but we'll also post it on our social media and on our website as well. And to help people understand a little bit more about what it means when a beach is posted, they can check out our website, our beaches page, and there's a section there. It's called Why Beaches Are Posted.
All right. We're going to add a link to that, too, when we post this interview on our website, lanarkleedstoday.ca. So a few different ways that you can get this. This seems like an obvious question, but it bears asking, you know, why is public beach water tested, Kim?
Yeah, so when there is elevated levels, particularly of E. coli in the water, there is a direct relationship between ear, eye, nose, and throat infections in swimmers and also some skin irritation as well. So we just want to make sure that people aren't suffering, you know, unnecessary illnesses from swimming in recreational water.
Is it contagious?
No, it's not contagious. It's one of those things that the direct cause is from the actual beach itself.
Okay. All right. So when it comes to safe water at the beach, what are some of the other things that people should know?
Yeah, so testing is kind of one way a person can tell if the beach water is safe or not. But some other things, like I said before, we only are able to test the beach water once a week. So if between our testing program, we get a really, really heavy rain, that would be a reason not to go swimming. When there is heavy rain, it can actually flush soil and whatever debris, such as, you know, feces from birds or from dogs, can be flushed into the water. That's a good time to avoid the water. Also take a look at the beach itself. If it's covered in droppings from birds, particularly geese, we do have a goose problem within Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark for sure. If it's covered in goose droppings, you would want to avoid swimming in that water until it's been cleaned up and maybe, you know, letting the water flush a bit. Also watch for algae blooms. It potentially could be a blue-green algae bloom, which we talked about recently as well. And then also just being, you know, river water, lake water, there could be spills. So if you're seeing a gasoline sheen on top, another good reason not to go. Or even if you see large pointy rocks where, you know, it may be a safety hazard, or glass on the beach, those are also reasons not to go swimming.
If people see things like, gas or other contaminants or things that just don't look right, should they call the health unit and report it, or is there someone else they should be calling?
If it's something like glass on the beach or sharp rocks, call the municipality. They're the ones that own the beach. The gasoline spills, you'd want to get in contact with the Ministry of the Environment so that they can do an assessment, because they do chemical contamination of our provincial lands, I guess, and water.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, you know, and then obviously if, you know, if, again, if there's large amounts of goose poop or dog poop and the beach just needs to be cleaned up, then give the municipality a call as well.
Okay, so that pretty much covers things like, you know, in the water and if you're looking at safety things in that way. But there are other things that we should remember when we go to one of these beaches, aren't there?
Yeah, so some of the beaches may actually have operating hours, but in between the operating hours may still be accessible to the public. So I'm thinking particularly of the public washrooms. They may not necessarily be open 24 hours a day. So if you're going for that evening swim or early morning swim, just be prepared that the washrooms may not be open. So, you know, maybe you do a change at home. Sometimes we like to go and have a picnic while we're at the beach as well, to make sure you take hand sanitizer so you can clean your hands, you know, before and after swimming, or yeah, swimming and eating, if you know what I mean. And then of course, don't forget sun safety as well. You know, wear a hat, wear sunscreen, take an umbrella with you to create some shade. We want to protect ourselves and our children too from UV rays.
Okay. Yeah. And when it comes to hand sanitizer, really, it's something that we've really learned a lot about over the past 2 years or so. And in this case, you're talking about cleaning off some bacteria and so on that may be collected on the beach, because as you mentioned earlier, there's all sorts of animal droppings that go, I mean, you're out in nature, right? So there's going to be.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Okay. So just so we know there, that we're not telling people, don't, you know, we're not telling people that there's COVID on the beach or anything like that.
Oh, gosh, no.
It's the reason is we just want to make sure that we're clean and stay healthy.
That's right. There's natural bacteria found in the environment, right? And like you said, there may be feces. There may just be, you know, the bacteria in the dirt, in the sand that the kids are playing in on the picnic table. You know, it's the natural environment. So their hand sanitizer is a great way to clean your hands before you do have that picnic on the beach.
Especially with kids, because they love to get into everything, especially down on the beach. They're overturning rocks or touching things. Yeah. And oh my goodness, it's
playing
impossible.
With shells.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember doing that myself.
So do I. Yeah. Guilty as charged for sure.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to the results and they get posted, I know we're coming up to a long weekend here, and this is obviously very timely, but when are the results posted and available for the public?
Typically, it's Friday by 9 a.m. We get the results posted. And again, it's on the weekly beach results page at on our Health Unit website, which is healthunit.org. This week is a little bit unique because Friday being the Canada Day holiday, we will actually have them posted on Thursday. It may be a little bit later in the day on Thursday, so do check for those throughout the day. Additionally, we do, if there's any concerns with any of the beaches, we will post that information on our social media as well. So check that out at LGL Health Unit on Facebook and on Twitter. And of course, you could give us a call at 1-800-660-5853.
But this is a holiday coming up. So it's Thursday is when they're up, right?
Yeah, this week it's Thursday, but typically it's Friday at 9 a.m.
Okay, sounds good. I guess that pretty much covers us. And I hope people do have fun at the beach. And I hope you have a great long weekend as well, Kim.
Thanks, Bob. I hope you do as well.
No problem. And again, we are going to be adding that beaches page to the description of this particular edition of In Focus when it gets posted on lanarkleadstoday.ca and through our social media as well. So it's going to be easy to find. People will be able to get a hold of this information when they want it, when they need it. Kim, as always, it's a pleasure to have you on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Our guest today on In Focus, Kim McCann, Senior Public Health Inspector. We've been talking about the beach testing program that is taking place at the Leeds, Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.